World leaders have condemned the assassination of Benazir Bhutto as a cowardly act and are appealing to Pakistanis not to react violently. But fears are growing that the nuclear-armed nation could slide into chaos just weeks before parliamentary elections. In Washington, correspondent Michael Rowland reports.
US President George Bush received the news while holidaying at his Texas ranch.
The United States strongly condemns this cowardly act by murderous extremists who are trying to undermine Pakistan's democracy. Those who committed this crime must be brought to justice.
Mr. Bush invested lots of time and diplomatic effort in securing a peaceful run-up to next month's Pakistani elections. Benazir Bhutto's assassination represents a potential political and strategic nightmare. With violence already flaring across Pakistan, the last thing the US needs is for this key ally in the so-called War on Terror, boasting an impressive nuclear arsenal, to slip into anarchy.
We stand with the people of Pakistan in their struggle against the forces of terror and extremism. We urge them to honor Benazir Bhutto's memory by continuing with the democratic process for which she so bravely gave her life.
It's a plea being echoed around the world. British Prime Minister Gordon Brown says Benazir Bhutto's personal courage must be honoured.
She risked everything in her attempt to win democracy in Pakistan, and she has been assassinated by cowards afraid of democracy. Benazir Bhutto may have been killed by terrorists, but the terrorists must not be allowed to kill democracy in Pakistan. And this atrocity strengthens our resolve that terrorists will not win there, here or anywhere in the world.
But any hopes of stability in Pakistan may be as short-lived as Benazir Bhutto's doomed election campaign, particularly as the recriminations begin to fly. Richard Miniter, who's authored several books about the fight against terrorism, believes elements of the Musharraf regime were behind the assassination.
It looks as if this may be an attempt by forces loyal to Musharraf to consolidate their hold over the country in the face of the January 8th upcoming election.
If that turns out and people associated with Musharraf's government were behind this killing, what impact could that have on Pakistan?
Well, it makes it very difficult for the United States to continue its alliance with Pakistan.
Pakistan's ambassador to the US, Mahmoud Ali Durrani, strongly denies the military or security services killed Benazir Bhutto.
And, you know, we have no solid information, but I am almost 90% sure that it is the extremist terrorists who have been hitting other innocent people that have hit Prime Minister Bhutto too.
And he's confident Pakistan won't implode.
Yes, I would like to assure the American public that Pakistan has gone through many crises before. It's gone through wars, it's gone through assassination attempts, it's gone through, natural calamities, and our people are resilient, tough, and I think, God willing, we will come out of this crisis too with flying colors. This will only improve the Pakistani resolve to fight extremism and terrorism.
That's Mahmoud Al-Durrani, Pakistan's ambassador to the United States, ending Michael Rowland's report.